Ezekiel chapter number 37 tonight and verse number 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley that was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many. And I want you to notice this, in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, you know, God's looking for an answer out of us. And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Tonight, by the help of the Lord, I want to draw your attention back to verse number 2, the open valley. The open valley. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. Anoint my lips, my heart, my mind. Anoint these precious people of God tonight that they might hear and receive the good word of the Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do in this place tonight. Thank you, God, for what you've already done. Lord, we worship and praise you in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise before we're seated. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. In living for God, serving the Lord, God can lead you to places that are sometimes unpleasant. In your walk with God, if you've lived for God any amount of time, you find out very quickly that living for the Lord is not always a comfy bed of ease. It's not always tulips and roses. Amen. Some days there are thorns that come with the rose patch. And some days it seems like you're tripping over them more than you're taking time to smell the flowers. Amen. And the hand of the Lord will lead us into places sometimes that again are not pleasant to us. I will tell you tonight in reading to you from the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel is a lot like the book of Revelation is to the New Testament, what the Old Testament Ezekiel is to it, and the mysteries that are there in that particular book. Sometimes some of the things that are there are very challenging to understand. And Ezekiel differs from the other prophets in this, that he stands out as half prophet, but he was also a priest as well, and has been described by great authority as a priest in a prophet's mantle. And in him, two streams seem to meet and then part. And so Ezekiel is a man of God, and the scripture bears out that the hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel. In the verse that I read to you from tonight, he said that the hand of the Lord was upon me. God's hand can be upon us, and he can lead us to places that are uncomfortable. God's hand can be upon us, and we can still get sick in our body. God's hand can be upon us, and we can still face hard trials and difficulties. Don't buy the bill of goods from the devil that tells you tonight that God doesn't love you because you're going through trials and because you're going through situations that you don't understand. He said, the hand of the Lord was upon me. Sometimes you've got to look at where God leads you and remind yourself, the hand of the Lord is upon me. It does not matter what it looks like right now. Doesn't matter even how I feel right now. The hand of the Lord is upon me. Somebody ought to just lift your voice right now and thank God that his hand is still upon you. The hand of the Lord is upon me. And then he says, he carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord. He said, I got in the Holy Ghost. I was having high church. I've been around Calvary. We've been having that high octane church. I got carried out in the Spirit. And when I woke up, I didn't wake up in a comfortable situation. When I woke up and I came to, the Lord had set me down. Sometimes the Lord will set us down. And he'll set us in the midst of a valley. And it's not a pretty valley. I've done a lot of traveling in my day. I've seen some pretty valleys in these United States. But I wouldn't want to be set down in a valley full of death like he was sat down in. He was set down in the valley. The Bible said, the valley which was full of bones. It wasn't a pretty situation. Death was all around him. The Bible says something about the valley of the shadow of death tonight. And I want to try to help somebody in this room tonight. It may not be just one or two folks here that this word's for tonight. I feel like that this will help everybody in this house. But I just felt this on my heart for this service tonight, that somebody needs to be reminded, amen, that you're not at a dead-end street. You're not at the end of your rope. You're not in a position where God can't help you. Come on. Even in the valley, God's still good. Even when things are not pretty, God's still good. Even when things aren't going the way we want them to go, God's still good. Oh, help me, Jesus. He set me down in the valley, the Bible said. And it was full of dry bones. The enemy wants you to believe that what you're facing right now in your family is a dead-end street. Talking to somebody in the Holy Ghost here tonight. Amen. You're looking at children that are backslid, and the devil slithered up on your ear and told you they'll never be saved. They'll never get it right. They'll never come to church. They'll never serve God with you. But I've come tonight to preach some hope into somebody's spirit. You might be sitting in the valley of death. You might be sitting in a valley of dry bones tonight. Amen. But the Lord is still with you. The Lord is still with you tonight. You know, it was God that led the shepherd to the valley. God led him there. And it was God that set Ezekiel down in the valley. The devil wants you to believe that it's a box canyon. Any Louis L'Amour readers in here? Oh, some of y'all don't even want to admit it. But them box canyons was dangerous. If they ever got one of them sackets down in the box canyon, they was in trouble. Oh, God. The devil wants you to feel like tonight that the valley you're in is a box canyon. He wants you to feel like that there's no hope of escape, that he's got you hemmed in on every side, that he's got both ends blocked off, and you might as well just go ahead and pick your tombstone out. You might as well go ahead and dig you a grave, dig you a hole. Oh, listen to me tonight. It's not a box canyon. No. It's not a box canyon tonight. It's not a dead end tonight. But it's an open valley. It's an open valley, brother. It's an open valley, my sister. The enemy wants you to feel washed up tonight. The devil wants you to feel like there's nothing else you can do for the kingdom. That your prayers aren't even working. Oh, that your kids, your spouse, your family's a lost cause. And it looks too bad to ever get better. But it's not the way you think it is. It's not as bad as you think it is. It's an open valley tonight. It's still a valley, though, preacher. It's still a valley. But, oh, my brother, my sister, it is not closed up on you tonight. It is an open valley. God set Ezekiel down in the valley of dry bones. God will sometimes set us in these places in our life. Not because God is against us, not because God doesn't love us, but because God is showing us something. God is teaching us something. Amen. You know, God will send you to school sometimes. God sends you to school. He's, you know, I've never been to a class that didn't have questions. God's the ultimate teacher tonight. And when God got through setting him down, now he's acknowledged the hand of the Lord's upon me. He's acknowledged that he's been in the spirit. He's been praying. He's been a hold of God. But God has dropped him off in a valley of dry bones. And then the ultimate teacher asked him the question, "Son of man, I want to talk to you about what you're facing. I want to talk to you about what you're dealing with and what you're going through. I want to talk to somebody tonight about the valley that you're in." Oh, you've shouted tonight. You've even run the aisles tonight. But now that you sat back down on the pew, the reality of your valley has it's come back to your face. It's come back to your spirit that this is the circumstance that I'm in. This is the plight that I'm facing. Oh, help me tonight, God. You have just enough on you already that you're in the valley, but now you're being asked questions about the valley. The Lord asked a question that Ezekiel had no clear answer to. And I have found out that God asks questions that are hard to answer. God asks questions. You ever had somebody ask you a question before and you knew that you had no way of giving the right answer? Anybody ever done that? Somebody asked you the question about, maybe it was a Bible question, and you was thinking, there is no way I'm going to answer this the way they want me to answer it. Amen. Somebody asks you a question about something in your life, something that you're going through, and it's almost like it was a loaded question. Anybody know what I'm talking about? On them loaded questions, you felt like it was going to go off in your face like a, oh Lord. Felt like it was going to fire back at you when you answered the wrong way. Well, when Ezekiel was asked the question, he knew, I really don't have the answer. I really don't understand everything there is to understand about this valley. Our humanity tonight is so frail and so limited. Amen. And when we get in those situations that we don't understand, when we find ourselves led by God into positions that are uncomfortable, our humanity is then magnified in that we don't understand and we don't know how to answer the question. It's magnified when they're in the valley. And that's when our flesh begins to cry out. That's when the weeping comes and we begin to agonize. And God asked the question to Ezekiel, "Son of man." He didn't say son of God. He said, "Son of man, I know your flesh. I know that you're limited. I know that there's only so much you can do. Come on, God doesn't despise your humanity tonight. I'm going to say that again for somebody that come to this house tonight with your head down, feeling like that you're defeated because of something you're dealing with. God does not despise your humanity. God wants to strengthen you tonight. God wants to help you tonight. Son of man, I know you're human. I know you don't have the answer. I know you ain't got it figured out. But can these bones live? He asked the question anyway. Can these bones live? Y'all probably heard 1,500 messages from this passage tonight. Just let me throw another one in the ring tonight. Hallelujah. Can these bones live? Amen. Lord, thou knowest. I want you to notice tonight that that was not a question answering a question, but rather Ezekiel was responding with a statement. He understood that the only way anything good's going to come out of it is if God gets involved with it. Lord, thou knowest. God addressed him as Son of Man, but Ezekiel addressed God, oh Lord God. He called on him the way, the best way that a Jew could call on God. He called him Lord God Jehovah. Lord, you know. Lord, you have the answer. Lord, you have the solution. Lord, you know how to work it all out. It was a declaration. Sometimes you just got to declare some things even when it don't look pretty. Sometimes when you're sick in your body, you just go ahead and say, I'm healed. Boy, that ain't popular because we listen to the voice of the devil. He says, well, you're lying to yourself. No, I'm trying to speak faith in the face of what I'm going through. See, I'm not walking by my sight. I'm not walking by what it looks like. I'm not walking by what it appears to be. Amen. I serve the Lord God. And he called me. He set me down. His hand is on me. But he's the only one that can figure it all out. Sometimes you just got to declare that you're healed in the face of sickness. You got to declare that I'm going to see my kids saved when they seem the farthest away from God that they've ever seen from God. You got to declare that you're coming out of your trial even when it looks like you're deeper in it than you've ever been. Oh, hallelujah. We got to get the maybe so out of our mouth. We got to get the hope so out of our spirit. We got to take the if out of the equation. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God sets you down in the valley, then don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. Amen. If you know the hand of God is on you, don't you let anybody beat you up or make you feel bad because you're in a valley tonight. Don't hang your head in shame tonight if you're in the valley. But darling, my brother, my sister, don't sit down and suck your thumb and become a victim in your valley. Rise up and make a declaration that this too shall pass. I'm coming out of it. I'm not going to stay in this valley. It's an open valley. Come on, everybody, clap your hands to the Lord. Oh, come on, lift up a shout of praise. I feel something moving in this place tonight. Woo! It's an open valley. God wanted his response. The Lord wants our response tonight. Oh, I don't think all of that clapping and shouting is important. It's important. I don't think all that amen and hollering and carrying on is important. It is important how you respond to the word of the Lord. It is important how you respond to what God is telling you, what God is speaking to you. Amen. He had to have the proper response. He may not have had the right answer. He may not have known the answer, but he had the right response. His response was worship. His response was magnifying God. Yay! You know, God asks these questions, Pastor, to recalibrate our faith. It'll recalibrate our faith. You know, these smartphones and stuff, when you travel a little bit and you use that GPS, anybody ever got in a parking lot and it just, the arrow started flipping and flopping? Anybody know? It has to recalibrate, and sometimes you kind of got to move it around and stuff. You know, you get in them valleys, you get disoriented sometimes. You get in a trial. The devil will get up on your ear and he'll tell you, Pastor Moats ain't your friend. He's against you. He's not for you. He'll try to get you against your pastor. He'll get in your ear and tell you the church don't love you. Oh, Jesus, help me tonight. He'll get in your head and try to convince you that the people sitting on the pew are chewing you up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Nobody in the church loves you. Nobody cares about you. The devil will try to talk to you when you're sitting in that valley and tell you things are not going to get better. Amen. But when God asks you a question, when God begins to talk to you and deal with you in a church service just like tonight, what God is trying to do is recalibrate your faith. He's trying to recalibrate your spirit to where you can get your thinking right, so you can get your blessing right, so you can get your breakthrough right. Oh, God. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord here. Somebody in the room needs a spiritual recalibration right now. Come on, dismiss those thoughts out of your mind. Your pastor is not against you. Your pastor's for you. This church is not against you. This church loves you. Recalibrate your spirit right now. Recalibrate your faith right now. Hey, you're in an open valley. Yeah, I'm in a valley, but I'm not staying there. I'm not staying there. No, I'm not staying there. Worst thing you can do is feel sorry for yourself. That's where the devil wants us to get, is to have the pity party, sit down in the valley. Again, it's an open valley, but if you decide to pour a slab and build a house there, that's your business. But as for me, I am not building a house in the valley. I'm just a pilgrim. I'm just a passing through. You got to look at that trouble. You got to look at that trial and say, Bubba, you might be here today, but you might as well go ahead and get you an address and an envelope, because I'm fixing to change location. I'm coming out of it today. And if I don't come out today, it might be tomorrow. But it's an open valley. I'm not staying there. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in what I'm preaching to you tonight. It's an open valley. My God. It's not a dead end. Boy, I keep telling you that tonight. But the enemy's really doubled down on that and told you it's a dead end street. Ooh, I know what I feel right now. It's a dead end street. It won't get better. The devil wants you to see a big red stop sign. You've been driving down a back road somewhere and you see that little diamond shaped sign and it says dead end. Boy, that just don't even sound good. Just makes you feel depressed almost. Dead end. The devil's put that sign up in front of somebody tonight. And it's told, even while I've been preaching to you all, just let him get through. You know how it really is at home. You know what you're going through. You know what you're dealing with. That preacher's just trying to hype you up and get a check and go home. Amen. You don't have to listen to that. You know how it really is. You better dismiss that lying devil. I've come tonight to preach to you. It's an open valley. You're not staying there. You're not staying there. Come on, brother. Come on, brother. You're not staying there, sister. I don't care what it looks like. You're not staying. Woo! I wish somebody just shout in the devil's face. Somebody just shout in the devil's ear. I'm not staying in this valley. The devil will say, be quiet now. Hold it down. Now, wait just a minute. Just stop and relax. You just stay put. Don't get too worked up. Don't run them aisles. You know you'll run and you'll still feel locked up because, you know, it's in your mind is really where the chains are at. That situation is stationary. It's stationary. That's the deal. You can walk away from the situation. You can walk away from the mess in your life. I'm talking to a sinner right now. You're looking at it and the devil's convinced you you're chained to that. You're as chained as you want to be to that. You can get free tonight. You can get loose from that tonight. You don't have to stay shackled to that. You don't have to stay bound to that. That's all in your head tonight. You can walk out of that valley. You can walk out of that mess. You can walk out of it. You can walk to this front tonight, and it may look like the longest walk on earth, but you can walk to this front tonight, throw your hands in the air, repent of your sins, and God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. You can walk out of that valley. You can walk out of that valley. Woo! My Lord Jesus. It's not the dead end you think it is. I'm almost done. It's not the dead end you think it is. It's an open valley. It's an open valley. Oh, that devil try his best to get some of you to be quiet. Some of you ain't opened your mouth up all service. Power of God's been falling all around you tonight. The Holy Ghost is all up and down these aisles tonight. You ought to find your voice for just a minute. You ought to find your voice for just a minute. Hey, Ezekiel, you got to respond. Ezekiel, you got to open your mouth, man. You got to open your mouth and respond. You got to open your mouth. If you want the Holy Ghost, you got to open up your mouth. If you want deliverance, you got to open up your mouth. Woo. God's working in the valley tonight. His first response was right. I'm almost done. Somebody wants to come help me on the music. Come on. Hallelujah. His first response was good. But God wasn't through. God wasn't through. God spoke to him again and said, now I want you to prophesy to these bones and say to them, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now, just think for just a minute. How foolish did that seem? How foolish did that seem? You go to the boneyard and you go preach to the bones and tell them, hear the word of the Lord. That in and of itself took a great measure of faith for that man of God who was set down, led by the Spirit, and set down in this valley of dry bones. And he's asked to prophesy and preach to the bones and tell them to hear the word of the Lord. And he did exactly what God said to do. But he had to get his mouth open. He had to get his mouth open. I know it's Wednesday night. I know Calvary is a loud church. Some of y'all don't even know what to think about this church tonight. But I'm telling you, if you can ever get your mouth open, nobody else may be able to hear what you're saying, but God hears what you're saying. Nobody else may be able to make out what you're speaking, but if you can get your hands up and get your mouth open and start prophesying to the dry bones, start prophesying to what looks dead, start prophesying to what looks like has no life in it. God wants to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost here tonight. But God wants somebody in this house to walk out of the valley. God wants somebody in this house to get the revelation and understand that your valley is an open valley and you're about to walk out of that. But when you walk out of your valley, you're going to walk out of it prophesying. You're going to walk out of it worshiping. You're going to walk out of it not by yourself, but there's going to be an army with you. There's going to be some help with you. You're not by yourself tonight. God's on your side. Come on, you ought to make your way to this front tonight. You ought to make your way to this front. Some's already here, but you ought to make your way in and lift your voice. Lift your hands. And shout because it's an open valley. Come on, the wind's gonna blow. Come on, son. You got a hold of it tonight. It's an open valley. You're coming out of it.